Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. It is that time once again and every weekend here on our Odyssey stations to engage in fantastic conversation, another opportunity to do it here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Continuing this week, it is the topic Manufacturing Renaissance Discussion. And we do this on a regular basis because as my buddy, my pal, my brother, Joel Leonard, joins me this morning. Joel, I remember the very first time or one of the first conversations that we had about workforce development in the manufacturing sector as a whole, you used a word, actually three letters, known as PhD. And many of us who got to meet you and listen to you for the very first time found out that's not typically when we refer or reference a PhD. It's not a degree in a sense, but PhD stood for poor, hungry, and driven. And this was what, some 20 years ago when we first engaged in conversation.
Yeah, and I've changed the word P from poor to powerful.
I like
that. You've got to use your power.
Right.
You've got to be able to persist through all this. You got to be hungry. You got to create a desire. You can't be complacent with what you have.
Right.
And you got to be driven in order to surpass the obstacles that you're facing.
I like that, Joel, because that is really part of a definition of what happens when progression is in place. And we have seen a lot progress in and around the Piedmont Triad. When we talk about workforce development and we talk about the manufacturing sector, we're talking Boomsonic, Toyota, Siemens,
Supersonic, yes.
And recently Siemens, and name some other companies. Feel free to chime in on this, who are really looking at North Carolina and the Piedmont Triad and surrounding areas in general to bring a lot of these manufacturing jobs that at one place and point in time really left the area. And it left not only a wide unemployment void, but it also left the impression, well, where are the jobs? Are they ever going to return to North Carolina?
Absolutely. We were the evacuation state at one point.
Right.
And then now we're the destination location for doing business. And North Carolina is blessed in so many ways. And we have some wonderful speakers here
that
can get into more of the details and some of the nuances. I'd love to, since we have Jason Hayes here, I'd love to go ahead and get into his discussion, but
Absolutely. Name
some of the highlights. I mean, not only do we have the Triad, we have other parts of the state that's going to impact us. We only focus on the Triad, but down in Pittsburgh, down in Chatham County, I mean, you've got billions of dollars being spent With Wolfspeed building a microchip company, we've got other companies that are coming in that are going to be needing lots and lots of workers. So we've got to change our whole attitude about manufacturing, and we'll get into that now. But Jason, Mayor Hayes, we had you on the program before,
yes,
before you became mayor, and now you're a changed man. Now you can make things happen even more so than just talk about it. Tell me what you're doing.
Absolutely. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you so much, Renee and Joel. Thank you for having me here. We are just experiencing some real manufacturing renaissance right here in Lexington. We've had some significant positive growth, both on the housing front and what we're talking about today in jobs. We just had a two-year celebration with Egger Wood Products. And when I'm talking about Lexington, I'm also talking about Davidson County as well and this Triad region. They already currently have 475-plus employees and plan to build upon that with their North American hub, which is right here in Davidson County. We also have Nucor, which is the largest steel manufacturer in the United States, that is currently building a plant here in Davidson County, making a $300 million investment and 200-plus jobs for their regional hub here in Lexington. And then, as you mentioned, Siemens Mobility, which we announced now about 2 weeks ago, had Governor Cooper and representatives from the White House come here and make that announcement. We are so excited to welcome Siemens Mobility to our area, and they are making a $220 million investment here in Lexington and bringing 500-plus jobs. And when I say 500-plus jobs, and I mean living wage jobs, mm-hmm. Jobs that can support your family, jobs that pay an average of $52,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Lexington has traditionally been known as a textile and furniture manufacturing mm-hmm. community. And as Joel mentioned, in the 90s, all of those jobs dried up, essentially. We had a huge evacuation of jobs, and with that, the local economy. But we are seeing so much positive growth right now in this manufacturing renaissance, and it truly is a game changer for our community, and we just couldn't be more grateful.
I think that's a key word there, Jason. For you personally, how does that make you feel? I mean, either as the mayor of a fine city such as Lexington, and like you were saying, with so many of our listeners, that's what I think a lot of people, whether from the area or who visit Lexington, are likely told, well, this is an area that's only known for textile or furniture manufacturing. But now you have these super major companies that are now coming to the area.
You know, in terms of how I feel, mm-hmm. I just feel grateful, candidly, Renee, that, being traditionally known as a textile and furniture manufacturing city or municipality, mm-hmm. and, of course, we can't forget our barbecue and our annual barbecue festival that we definitely are known for.
Right.
But now, I think I'd shared with you during our last program, my parents moved here after they met at the School for the Deaf in Morganton
yes.
in 1965 mm-hmm. when furniture was booming. And they were both able to go work in the furniture industry, mm-hmm. make living wages, and have a home and raise their family. And by the time my dad was reaching retirement, every single furniture manufacturer had closed here in Lexington and mm-hmm. and also in Thomasville. Mm-hmm. And so now to have those jobs come back to this area over the last 2 years, and then here recently with Nucor and Siemens Mobility, mm-hmm. it really is reinvigorating the life into this community with the excitement of being able to have living wage jobs where you can raise your family in this right. community and enjoy everything that it has to offer. We're seeing a huge boom in housing as well. And, in 2018, we had 100 single-family residents permits come through our planning and zoning. And last year alone, it was 1,500 units. So we couldn't be prouder and more grateful of the growth that we're seeing here in this community.
Absolutely. Jason, and you touched on a really key point, because not just in the Lexington communities, but I think in all of possibly all 100 counties of North Carolina, we are seeing things grow. We are seeing things thrive. I know, being a resident of Winston-Salem and in the Kernersville area, just about every other week, there's a new housing development that's going up, where families are moving and creating new neighborhoods. But it also made me reflect on the fact that there is a rich history as far as the furniture industry, because when we think about the furniture market, when it comes to High Point, it attracts not only locals, of course, but it attracts people who come from outside of the United States, who are coming from different countries. But at the same time, now in addition, we're adding these fantastic manufacturing and workforce development jobs with the major companies that we just mentioned. So it's even putting Lexington more so, and in cities like High Point more so, and other surrounding areas on the map. Your thoughts on that?
You're absolutely correct, Renee. I think that one of the things that the Triad area has to offer is, first of all, just location. Location, it's centrally located up and down the East Corridor, eastern half of the United States corridor, if you will. And when we're looking at, you know, these multinational companies like Egger, who's from Austria, like Siemens, who is from Germany, they're looking at where could they best centrally locate in order to be able to best serve their clients, and then where can they adequately draw from a workforce that either previously existed or one that can be cultivated, in which, and I know that that's something that you'll be talking about with your other guests as well.
Thanks for the segue, Jason. Bring in Nathan Tongle, the Career Services for Career Technical Education Services at Lexington Senior High School. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell Renee about what you do in the day in the life of getting these kids that have no clue about manufacturing to start realizing it's okay to work in a factory.
Okay, so here at Lexington Senior High School, I work with all the kids that I can to try to help them find their niche and figure out what they're good at and what can help them have a livable career. And I work with the community college with the Career and College Promise program. And I send a lot of kids to the four-year college transfer program. The majority end up going to the four-year college transfer program, and I'll talk about that more in a moment. But I also talk to students about all the opportunities that you guys have already been discussing with careers and industry in this area. And the barriers I run into, well, there's several of them. The school calendar law is one, and for whatever reason, we can't get the state of North Carolina on board with trying to modify that so we can align with community colleges, because they are integral in trying to get these kids started early in the community college and getting certifications that they need to hold these high-tech jobs and to keep industry here. I mean, if we can't get kids in school, then at the college and get them certified in these things, then these people are going to end up leaving and going somewhere where there's a more educated workforce. But we won't get into school calendar law now unless y'all want to. The other thing I run into is perception. The perception in this, I would say in this state, and ever since I was in high school back in the 90s, early 90s, parents have this perception that their child should not settle. And whenever you get a job with the trades, it's considered settling. I've had numerous parents say they don't want their child to settle. They want their child to be the man, not work for the man. The perception, and even amongst the lawmakers, if you look at the general, the course of study in a high school, the course of study in a high school, sure, it has electives in the course of study, but it's highly driven to put kids in a position to go to a four-year college or university. It's not structured in a way that pushes kids toward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For the career. It's, you know, for instance, like you have to have 4 Englishes to graduate. You have to have 4 maths to graduate. And they're not... I'm not going to say they're not useful because they are useful, but like they're not pinning calculations. That's not a choice as a math class.
And Nathan, I don't mean to interrupt, but it also to me in listening to you with this, it's also saying that, you know, why bother going to a community college or a 2-year school? It's almost as if that's kind of like a bad word or it's a bad thing. You know, avoid community colleges because they're not going to give you that, you know, that workforce experience like a 4-year university can do. So it's almost like they want the kids to just bypass going to a 2-year school. But look at the growth of what many community colleges in our area have to offer to our kids now. That's just as good, if not in some cases better than 4-year universities and schools.
I would argue that it's probably better because, you know, it's one of those things that you're only limited by what you know.
Right.
And I think in 4-year schools, you may have a BS in business administration, but a kid that goes to a 2-year community college, if the programs they go into, whether it's in IT or whether it's in machining or drafting AutoCAD, they're going to get certifications, right. And those certifications are to the businesses, the industries. They are more important than a four-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have certifications to do certain jobs. And like four-year schools don't do a lot of focusing on that. Right. I mean, there are exceptions, but, you know, as a general rule, if you get a four-year psychology degree, yes, you succeeded in that first generation. We talk about first generation. You know, we want first-generation kids to go to college and be something. But, you know, being something can mean a lot of can be a lot of different things. It's it wears a lot of different hats in this world, is what I've figured out. And a lot of the kids, whenever I was told to be something, whenever I was in the 90s, it hasn't changed much. My mom wanted me to go to a 4-year college, and anything less was a failure. But my friends that when it got heat and air certifications and now have their own heat and air business with 20, 30 employees, they're doing way better than Mr. Tonsil over at Lexington Senior High School that hasn't had a raise from the state in several years. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not begrudging where I'm at because I am, you know, God put me here in this position and I'm helping all the kids I can. Yeah.
Absolutely.
A teacher? No, I don't tell them not to be a teacher. But I want kids to know the opportunities that are out there, and they pick which ones are going to fit with them. And we have kids that they're open-minded, their parents are open-minded, and we have kids in machining at Lexington with the college. We have kids in industrial maintenance. We have kids in welding. We have a bunch of kids in welding. They love welding. But again, they're earning certifications that maybe they do go on to a 4-year school someday, but they'll always have the trade to fall back on to, you know, to make some money if they need to.
Absolutely. And here's a great opportunity to include our next great panelist in Lewis Judge, who is with the business and industry leader at Alamance Community College, another fine community college in our area. And Lewis, your thoughts to what Nathan just spoke on, about or just spoke on.
Yes, thank you for having us as a part or guest on this panel. Great panel, great topic. Definitely something that we're passionate about. As others said, we see the growth that's coming to the state of North Carolina, which is exciting. We see the opportunities to get individuals trained, and we see opportunities to get individuals employment. You know, as we said earlier, livable wages. As I meet with companies, part of my role on the economic development side of my job is to actually help to recruit some of these companies to the area. And so I feel like we're doing a great job of recruiting these companies to the area. What I also feel like we're doing a great job of, and what we can also do a better job of, is making people aware of the amount of opportunities that are coming to the area. As you mentioned, you have thousands of job opportunities. And so we want to make sure that as we recruit these companies, we're training up and skilling the workforce so that we don't lose these job opportunities. And so, as you mentioned, the community college can definitely help with getting folks certified and getting people employed. And so, it is our role to do that. Some of the highlights that we have coming to the area of Alamance County is we have a new school of biotechnology. And so when you think of biotechnology, you think of companies that are like LabCorp that have been in the community for years that are expanding and need students that are graduating in those majors. And again, these are livable wage jobs. You have companies like Toyota and VinFast where we're actually working directly with them in a partnership with the other community colleges in the area to develop curriculum that is specific to those industries. These are major brands where you come to community college, you get assessed to understand where your skill level is at. You sign up for a specific curriculum that will help you get employment at those companies. And so to me, we talk about 4-year universities, but it's really a no-brainer because of the fact that you can see the end. At the beginning, once you start, you can see the end in mind. Hey, I want to work for Toyota. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to get started. Let me get assessed to really understand where my skill set is at. and here's a job that's related directly to my skill set. I'm going to get trained, certified, and the employment opportunity is already there. Another quick thing that I want to speak about is the apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. You know, you have great apprenticeship programs across the state where you're actually getting paid while you're in school, and as I already mentioned, that you can see the job opportunity on the other side.
Excellent conversation. I'm so glad we will be able to continue this. Lewis Judge, that is an excellent stopping point. Nathan Toggle and Jason Hayes joining me, Renee Vaughn, and Joel Leonard here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're going to take a very quick break because I want to get back to this great conversation. So keep it here. You're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this. Welcome. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. You have us here on our Odyssey stations every weekend. And radio family, I look forward to this time of morning to share with you good people who are doing some amazingly fantastic things in our community. Our topic of discussion and our continuing wonderful conversation, the manufacturing renaissance discussion, and we have another esteemed panel joining me, Renee Vaughn, along with my buddy Joel Leonard. We have the mayor of Lexington, Jason Hayes, with CTE career counselor of Lexington Senior High, Nathan Toggle. Nathan, did I say the last name correctly? I'm always not wanting to butcher people's names.
Yep, that's close enough.
Okay.
Tongel.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for your patience and understanding. And last but by no means least, Lewis Judge, who is with the business and industry leader at Alamance Community College. Lewis, I wanted to actually start with you because for those who may not have heard our earlier conversation, And Nathan, I wanted you to also chime in on this, being the career counselor at Lexington Senior High. How do we get our young ones, our children, not only started, but interested in workforce development, in the manufacturing sector, to work for the major companies that are coming here to the Piedmont Triad? Lewis, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so one of the things that I feel that we have to do is we have to go to the youth. We have to go to individuals that are looking for opportunities in the high schools, as well as we have to do more community events. I've met with a number of the manufacturing in Alamance County, and they said their doors are open. They want people on a weekly basis just to come in and understand that manufacturing is no longer dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no longer unsafe. You know, it's well lit. It's well ventilated. And so they are actually opening their doors. For example, ABB, which is a manufacturing company here in the electrical space, they said weekly their doors are open on Wednesdays where individuals are open to the community, where individuals can come and do a tour of the facility. Sandvik Corporation.
Oh, my God. Tell you, Renee, you don't mind me chiming in a little bit, Lewis?
No problem.
Let me tell you, Lewis sent me on this tour, and it was mind blowing. I mean, it was clean. A lot of the manufacturing plants are clean now, but most people don't know that.
Right.
They think it's dirty and nasty and all that. This place was completely clean, super clean environment. You don't have somebody deburring some of the machining processes.
Right.
They have what they call digital twins. Mm. And so they actually, you have to work on the computer, and the computer automates all the processes there in that facility. And so you actually get to do a dry run of the machine and the whole process before you do the run.
Wow.
And they have all these protection systems and all this technology in order to advance it. And they were now called a digital lighthouse. And these are terms that we're going to be seeing out in the marketplace. This
right.
is going to be the future of manufacturing in the machine shop. This is nothing more than a machine shop, okay?
Yeah.
But this is a lot more than just your normal machine shop. They make the cutting tools for all the machines that are all the aircraft, the engines, the cell phones, all these things. They're one of the top five machine shops, and they have four manufacturing plants and is Sandvik Carmack. I highly encourage any kid, young adult that would like to work, go take a tour there. Take families and get work with Lewis and get into that factory. It is incredible what they are doing.
And Joe, let me add to that, because I think that's a key factor, especially with our generation of kids now. If you really want to excite them, give them something visually. Let them see it. Let them touch it. Let them feel it. I know I'm that type of person where it becomes really an exciting opportunity for me if I can be hands-on in learning something. It's one thing to just instruct the kids, but then when you give them an opportunity to feel it, to touch it, to make it, to put it together, I think that puts a fire under some of them. At least that's what I come across in what I'm hearing from your...
What do you think about that, Lewis? No, that's an excellent point. And one last thing I want to just throw out is that I think that we need to continue to do events like Made in Alamance, where you actually go to the mall and you put up booths of different companies that make stuff in Alamance. And to that point, you know, I know we have other folks on here other than Alamance. I think it should be a North Carolina, Made in North Carolina, huge event that kind of travels the state so that people can understand that some of these great tools and resources that we use every day are made right here in the state of North Carolina. And so, like you said, that would get folks excited about the fact that this was made in North Carolina. You know, we have a company called Lotus Bakery. They're the ones that make the Biscoff cookies that you eat on airlines. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that that's made here in North Carolina. You know, for the whole U.S., it's made right here in North Carolina. So that's just an example of, I think that would get people to understand some of the things that you eat, you purchase, you use, that make your life a lot easier are made right here in your state.
Absolutely. Now, Nathan, I want to engage in conversation with you on this. And Lewis, your feedback, too, to add to it. And Jason, feel free to chime in as well. Being the girly of the group, and when we talk about workforce development and just manufacturing jobs, we really want to dispel the myth that this is just a guy thing because, you know, we come from generations in which these were primarily jobs that were held down by men. But of course, that's totally changed because you have more young women, you have more women in general that are getting into these particular sectors. So let's address on how to get the female population or even young girls excited about doing this, because a lot of them probably are told, no, you can't do that because that's the thing that only men can do. What's the feedback on that from the panel this morning?
Okay. Well, I'd like to speak on that.
Sure.
And to sort of piggyback on that, what Lewis said about, you know, getting the word out there that, you know, this is what we create in North Carolina. I think, and you, hopefully you'll see where I'm going with the young ladies in a second, but I think kids only do what they know. And so whenever you talk to high school kids, ladies, and young gentlemen, you come into those situations where they do what they see, okay? So they see these four-year colleges on March Madness, okay? Mm-hmm. So they think that they see those young kids going wild in the students in the stands. They think that's what they're supposed to do. Their parents see that. You ask them what kind of career they want. The young ladies say they want to be a nurse. They want to be a pediatrician. They say something that fits with the stereotype of the four-year college and their gender. And then their parents also, they don't know what's out there, so they go along with that and they encourage it. And I think with the young ladies, I think just trying to they trust their teachers, they trust their coaches, and they trust their parents. And I think if we can get parents and teachers, coaches, if we can get them to believe that there are other ways to a successful career and a successful life, then I think they will help in that process with these young ladies going into these non-traditional career areas that they too can excel in and do very well.
For instance, I have this young lady. She's in the 11th grade and is on track to get her two-year associates in the automotive technology program over at the community college. And, you know, it's really kind of cool to me whenever you can encourage a young lady to do something like that, because there's a lot of young ladies that have good hands-on skills. They have they have an eye for these things. And, you know, they like welding. I have a young lady right now that wants to go into welding next year. She's actually in the AutoCAD class that we have on our campus that's sponsored by the community college. And she's loving it, and she wants to take applications into welding. So I think, you know, those two young ladies had that perception because they were encouraged, not just by me. It wasn't me alone. I mean, it, you know, their parents saw that they have an aptitude and that that is a viable career option for them. So
I like
and
that.
And that's the loudspeaker, everybody, of his school. So there's not a bomb that's going to blow.
Nathan, thank you for sharing those experiences with those two ladies, because I just wanted to quickly say, as you were sharing, I was just picturing and giving, let's give this illustration. Nothing is cooler than being able to see a young lady or a woman get under the hood of a car, know where the carburetor is, how the motor works, how it runs, how to change a timing belt, or even how to change a tire if the car should go flat or you hit a nail. And so it really isn't just a guy thing. So thank you for that.
One thing, if I may, if I could just piggyback on that, and I'll do it extremely fast. What we do at Alamance Community College, we do a Ladies Take Over Tech event where we actually have the females from the high school come over and actually participate in all the trades. Our number one instructor here at ACC in the welding department is a female instructor, to the point where we actually have been offering midnight welding classes. It's been that much of an interest in it. And so we definitely have seen an uptick in minorities. We've seen an uptick in females. And so to your point, we are definitely changing the stigma that the trades is just for males.
And it really, that's the exclamation point on what we were talking about, when our young girls and our young guys can see there's someone who looks just like me that's doing this. If they can do it, so can I.
Renee, Jason here. Along those lines, I think, you know, as I heard the conversation, one of the things that's really, really important that's been highlighted here is that everyone can see a pathway. How do I get to that opportunity? And I think that, you know, one of the things that, that I'm participating in here this afternoon is there's an elementary school here in Lexington that is hosting a workforce fair event, and there are multiple employers that are going to meet with fifth graders. Here in Lexington, and Nucor, as the company, the steel rebar manufacturing company that I had mentioned earlier, is going to be one of the companies at that event, and just exposing to fifth graders what it looks like to work in a advanced manufacturing company. And Joel and I have talked about this a lot. Just, you know, really introducing early and often what these job opportunities are will help create an interest or spark an interest for them to potentially later take on these great opportunities.
Absolutely. And you know what that also says to me, Jason, is being a fifth grader, that's a ripe age in when, and I guess all of us can relate if we all were to reflect and go back when we were that age. I know for me that that's a time in which our brain is still developing. It hasn't even begun to be close to its fullest potential. So to have these kids exposed to this as young as that, that's got to be a fantastic opportunity. I know those kids are going to love this.
Yeah, and to echo, to kind of tie into several of the points y'all are making now, that I learned, and I'm very disappointed in it, if you go to some of the privileged schools around the state, you will see dozens of 3D printers, lasers, all this CNC equipment in the school, in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, they got to do more than just get a tour. They need to have it in the media center. They need to be becoming manufacturers. When you use a 3D printer, you are essentially fabricating something that you conceived, and then it actually produces, and you can go sell it. Mm-hmm. And Lexington Senior High School is doing great, but they do not have but two 3D printers, mm-hmm. and they have one in the middle school.
They need more.
I would highly encourage anybody that cares is to go out and spend $200 and buy a 3D printer and donate it to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And any other school that you find out that doesn't have that technology.
Absolutely.
I don't know if y'all want to go here or not, but you also have the problem. Bell's ringing again. You also have the problem that if you do have all that great CNC machining equipment, or if you have any of these programs in the high school, or even at the community college for that matter, the problem has become that these folks can make so much more money in the industry working than they can teaching in the school or at the community college, that we just can't get people. And I could go into that a little bit further at another time. Like, we've tried to start programs here at Lexington for areas of need, and we can't get the skilled teachers to do them because they can't take the pay cut. And that's, I think, like my young man in industrial maintenance at community mm-hmm. college, he just told me that one of his instructors was leaving to go back to industry to make more money. And that's a great instructor that does a lot to inspire my kids whenever I take them on tours. And right. I can't believe they're going to lose that guy. Mm-hmm. But I guess lawmakers need to decide, you know, we're getting all this industry here. You know, you got to pay people to teach these students, adults, you know, to do these jobs.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, let me ask each of you, and feel free whoever would like to get the ball rolling or the conversation started before. So let me take this opportunity to welcome some of you who may be joining us. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations, every weekend engaging in fabulous conversation with members of our Community Focus family. This weekend, the topic is Manufacturing Renaissance. Our discussion continues with the mayor of Lexington, Jason Hayes, Nathan Tonjil. Nathan, did I get it right this time?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Got it. Yay! With the CTE Career Counselor of Lexington Senior High School. I just get excited when I can pronounce names correctly. And Lewis Judge, who is the Business and Industry Leader at Alamance Community College. My question to you, gentlemen, and also Joel, with you as co-host and host of this program as well, what can the community do? What can we as individuals, whether we have sons or daughters or we don't, how do we as a community contribute in helping our young ones who do want to get into the manufacturing sector, who do want to be the future part of workforce development? How can we contribute?
Go ahead, Jason.
No, please, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it would be wonderful for those who are, getting a full-time instructor is wonderful. But mm-hmm. if we can get those that have a proficiency and don't mind teaching, there are, believe it or not, there's a 16-year-old kid up in Virginia who I met when he was 9 years old speaking at the White House. And this kid his parents had taught him, he says, hey, you need to go teach classes. So you don't have to be, you can get all kinds of folks to teach, to contribute. And that's where the community needs to be enabled to do so. The schools need to let the kids teach the other kids. They actually are in some ways even more effective because it's one of their own that does that. So if you can get some, uh, and,
inculcate the attitude of serving your others. And again, 3D printers are cheap. You can get an AnyCubic photo resin based printer for $200. You can get the Ender 3D printers, and you can get some American made right here in Greensboro. Fusion 3 Design makes 3D printers. So, and 3D printers again is just one tool in this whole thing. And so, but I do think we've got to grow that talent pool, because that's the life in the school system there, Mr. Tongle's environment, everybody. But now, y'all say the rest. I'll let you take it from there.
Renee, I was going to say that I think the key for us moving forward as public sector, private sector, and to Mr. Tongel's point earlier as well, I think partnerships are really going to be the key for us moving forward. I think that local governments have to partner with local school systems to meet their needs. And then we also need to rely on the private sector, companies like Siemens Mobility and Nucor and Egger and others that have been mentioned, to invest in cultivating talent within our communities. And we've already seen that when Nucor made the announcement here in Lexington that they were planning to come to Davidson County. They sponsored, wrote checks in sponsorship of Thomasville City Schools, Lexington City Schools, and Davidson County Schools, up to $1 million in funding for each of the school systems. And those are the types of partnerships I think that are needed in order to to cultivate this workforce. And it also takes entities at the federal and even state level to support bringing companies like Siemens Mobility to this area, and then partnering with groups like the community college system to ensure that we are cultivating the skill set that's needed for these employers. I think, again, partnerships are what are needed in order at all levels in order to make this a success.
Yes.
And the piece I wanted to chime in with to speak about was, I feel like there needs to be an investment in educating parents, because I feel that a lot of times we focus on the students that don't necessarily have the last say. You still have to go in and convince mom and dad and grandma, grandpa, and, you know, aunts and uncles that may have been burnt by the manufacturing industry in the past by manufacturers closing up and going overseas. Well, manufacturing is back, and so I think that there needs to be an investment to actually change the mindset of the parents that are actually will help these students in the decision-making of, you know, whether they should go to a four-year university, whether they should go straight to the community college, whether they should go to the military. So just help them to better understand the opportunities that are out there so that we can help drive the youth in the right direction.
And gentlemen, what I really appreciate in hearing all three of you, two things. One, reaching our kids at an age as early as possible, but also at the same time, we are, as we're having this conversation in the month of March, and I'm thinking in about 3 or 4 months, some of our kids are getting ready to graduate either from high school or from a community college or four-year university. What are they going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for jobs. They're going to be looking for a way with which they either support themselves individually, or if they're in a position where some of our older students, as we like to call them, our older adults, were either returning to school to further their careers or to simply just do a complete 360 in terms of leaving a career to start a new one that can better them. I'm thinking how timely with this conversation that we're having that most of these kids and some of these older adults will be able to fill these jobs by the time we get to the end of 2023 going into a new year. Your thoughts or feedback on that particular situation, or as we're having this conversation today?
Well, I can just say that, you know, like, it's critical to get the word out there to kids, because we have so many you know, they graduate from high school, and if they don't come in contact with folks like us, and they don't have good college high school counselors, and or they don't have parents pushing them, you know, a lot of them will go to a four-year college. Well, forgive me because I'm driving. I'm taking a kid to an internship.
You're
actually.
Fine. That's why it's live radio. That's the joy of live radio, Nathan.
So he's actually my machining student. He's going to the going to his machining internship.
Excellent.
But anyway, but if they don't have the, you know, if they go to a four-year college, and or you know, a lot of them come home and they're like, "What now?"
Right.
And you know, and a lot of times they just sit at home. Because the parents don't know what's out there. They the ones that leave the high school, if they didn't get the right communication, the right contacts, or the light bulb didn't go off, you know, they sit at home, or they get maybe go from part-time job to part-time job, and there's so much more out there. So like Lewis said, you know, just getting the word out there.
Absolutely.
With the parents and you know, getting the community involved where they're convinced that they're that these are good jobs.
Absolutely.
They're good careers to have, and it's not embarrassing not to go to a four-year college. Yeah, I think I've got friends that are like that. Their children had to go to four-year colleges because there is a stigma still in this country with the trades.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to think. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do it without manufacturing.
Absolutely.
We would not be... the country we can be without manufacturing. So,
you know, I wish we had another. I wish we had a part three to this. We will, because obviously, and Joel and Jason know this, but Nathan and Lewis, because you are the other newbies to our community focused family, which you that title disappeared when you first spoke on this program. So, welcome to the family, gentlemen. But I just wanted to say, let's get out as much contact information for people who are listening, who do want to be in contact with anyone who can or is willing to share information. And Joel, of course, I'll start with you. How best to reach out to you?
336-303-8660. I'd rather take calls from listeners than I would from spam. So please call me, 336-303-8660, and I will be more than happy. Text me your information, and I'll try to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you so much, everybody, for participating.
Absolutely.
We went longer than what we normally do. But it was such a good conversation.
It was. That's why I hate to see it come to an end. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And, of course, with this program, you are not, for our new ones who are officially a part of the family now, this isn't a one-and-done deal for me. There are no goodbyes just until next time. So, Jason, Nathan, Lewis, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for being a part of our community-focused family. Joel, thank you, as always, for everything. Just when I think... we can't outdo ourselves. And I'm not saying that in a bragging sort of way, but thank you, my friend, for bringing the guests that we have every week. It just gets better and better.
If you have contact information, please do real quick here, if you don't mind.
No. Go ahead.
Renee, folks can reach me at mayorhayes@lexingtonnc.gov.
Okay. Very good.
Lewis Judge. lewis.judge@alamantcc.edu, area code 336-506-4207. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Nathan?
And you can email me. That's the best way to get me. And if I do not respond, like Joel knows, you just email me again. Because I, you know, it seems like every kid at Lexington Senior High emails me. But that's the best way to get me. It's npongel@lexcs.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, gentlemen. I didn't mean to cut you off, Nathan. I apologize.
No, that's
but
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Radio. Absolutely. I appreciate each and every one of you.
Good job, everybody. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You're such a blessing in our communities.
That's right. And
thank you for
you.
The opportunity.
Thank you. Radio family, thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities as well. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Everyone, please stay safe. And indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.